Former Czech President Václav Havel has joined around 20 other influential figures from Central and Eastern Europe in writing an open letter to US President Barack Obama, appealing to him not to abandon the region in the interest of forming better relations with Russia. In the letter published on Thursday, they urge Mr. Obama to boost American involvement in Europe's security and resist what they call Russia's creeping intimidation. Rob Cameron has been reading the letter. Rob, what exactly is in it?
Well, I'll sum it up in brief. It's more than 10 pages long, but in essence, they make this plea for the United States not to ignore or even abandon its allies in Central and Eastern Europe at a time when Russia appears to be keen to reassert its influence in a region which was once, of course, its own backyard. The signatories say they remain deeply indebted to America for its role in bringing about the end of communism, and they are profoundly pro-American in outlook, but they very delicately remind President Obama that it works both ways, pointing out that soldiers from the region fight alongside American soldiers in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, often in forces which may appear tiny in comparison to countries like Britain, but still those contributions represent a significant sacrifice, both in terms of manpower and money. And against all that, they're worried that Washington is slowly turning its back on the region as it attempts to improve ties with much larger countries elsewhere, in particular Russia.
Do Mr. Havel and co. make any concrete proposals for changes in American foreign policy?
They do, yes. So they want President Obama to show a greater commitment to NATO's regional role. They want more commitment on things such as the missile defense scheme. They want the US to ignore Russia's objections to that scheme, because Mr. Obama, of course, seems at least to be putting missile defense on the back burner in a bid to improve military ties with Russia. They want the US to support efforts to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy, such as greater support for the Nabucco pipelines. It's really about resisting Russian protests. They describe Russia as a revisionist power pursuing a 19th century agenda with 21st century tactics and methods, and say that the danger is that Russia's creeping intimidation and influence peddling in the region could over time lead to a de facto neutralization of this region. So that's what they say.
And briefly, Rob, what has been the reaction, if there's been any at all?
Well, none yet from the White House. Perhaps that's because the president is still reading it. But it has been welcomed in Prague, at least. The newspaper Lidové Noviny said it was very important to counter views like that expressed by the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who recently publicly argued with the Czech Foreign Minister at a press conference over whether or not countries like the Czech Republic and Poland were part of Eastern Europe or Central Europe. But The Economist, which is, of course, one of the world's most influential publications, in a comment on its website, said that the letter risked sounding plaintive and naive, pointing out that Russia no longer poses a threat to the United States, and quoting an unnamed American official as summing up such pleas for greater U.S. support in the region as follows. They're asking us, in principle, to risk World War III in their defense, and if their countries stand for organized crime and economic collapse, that's a hard sell.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Rob Cameron.